B-Pod Studios.
Oh my God. Oh my God. The Pope of football in Philadelphia, right here, Chickies and Pete's. Oh my God, give me a hug, man. He sounds damn close. The Pope.
You all right? Are you all right? Chicken piece food getting you?
Oh my God, come here.
It's Maxwell Football Club weekend in Atlantic City.
But I didn't think the Pope would be right in front of me.
I had to come and say hello to my dear friend.
What's up, brother?
Isn't it good? Isn't it good? The celebration of football, the Maxwell Football Club.
It is. You're the freaking greatest, dude.
And Chicky and Pete, you get lunch, you have a good time, we break it down.
Oh, my God.
Talk to our buddy Bali on the way down here, talking ball, breaking it down, getting ready. Months away, but getting ready.
What are you doing, man?
What's going on?
Good?
Yeah, really good. Really good.
Did you take any vacation at all?
Yeah, I got down to Florida a little bit.
Yeah.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It was warm.
Yeah.
Got a few rounds of golf.
Yeah, the cigar party with Dick.
Oh, man.
I bet.
1,200 of our best friends. We raised about $300,000 for our foundation.
Coffee.
It was great. It was great.
You got to be kidding me.
We had more celebrities than guests. that was what we were recognized for. There were more celebrities at the Ditka Jaws cigar party than any party in South Beach on Super Bowl weekend.
All right, can I tell you?
It was amazing.
Like, that party is the greatest. You know that you have.
Oh, hey.
And we were in Minneapolis when the Eagles won.
But it was 20 below.
Hey, remember?
Yeah.
We had the heat lamps, but the heat lamps froze outside. Hey.
And that was the cigar party to go. You got a cigar when you left because you couldn't smoke inside. They wouldn't allow you. You could smoke outside. It was 20 below.
Oh,
but then they said, oh, you can't put sides on the tent. And then the heaters froze, so like nobody was outside.
Hey,
you know what? We'd have to worry about it in Miami. It was fantastic. Weather was great. Be in Tampa next year, so we got good weather again. And Coach Ditka and I just came up with this idea to raise money. He's got his foundation, Gridiron Greats, and I got the Jaws Youth Playbook. And we say we both like, you know, have a cigar. We like friends. We like to sit around, camaraderie, and just hang and have a good time.
Yeah.
We said, let's do a cigar party. We both like to sit around, talk. So we did it. The first one was 11 years ago in Miami. We had about 150 people. Come back 11 years later, 1,200 people. It's grown a little bit, Anthony. Sold out.
Unbelievable, brother. That is so cool. That is awesome. It's going to be what a great event. And first of all, you are so deeply involved in the Maxwell Club Awards, and it's like this March. You feel it, right?
I mean, I served as president of the club for 25 years and loved every single second of it. And I when I came to Philadelphia in 1977, I learned about the Maxwell Football Club from guys like Tommy McDonald and Chuck Bednarik, you know, guys that really, really had a passion for the game. And I learned from those guys. And, you know, I just tried to carry on that same tradition that the Maxwell Football Club has always believed in. It's a celebration of the game. The Maxwell Football Club board celebrates the game at every level. You know, high school, Pop Warner, college, not only just the pros. The pros get enough celebration, but we honor football at every level, and administrators as well. So, and broadcasters, how's that? We get everyone involved, Anthony. And to be here at the Tropicana in Atlantic City, and Jim Zarius and his crew, they do a phenomenal job of embracing this event. Be a great crowd tonight. I mean, that's celebration. We'll have a good time.
That is so cool. Pope, let me ask you a question.
Come on.
17 games. Where do you stand on that?
I waffle back and forth, but I think when you look at it, and I've been pretty upfront about this in regards to the CBA, and I'll first start off by saying I was involved in three work stoppages as a player in 1974, 1982, and 1987. We gained nothing by shutting down. By having these work stoppages, nothing can be gained. I've told every single player since I retired in 1990, guys, keep playing. Your career is 3.1 years. And you know what? So look at it this way. You add another game on, you get another paycheck, because in 4 years, you're likely to be done. You're going to be hanging out with Anthony and I down at the Tropicana at Chickie and Pete's. So you get an opportunity to get another game check, take advantage of it. Hey, there's a downside. Don't get me wrong. There's an extra game. More of a chance at injury. I get all that. But my God, Anthony, these preseason games are a joke. They're a flat-out joke. Charging people the money they charge to go watch a scrimmage. It's unacceptable to me for a league that's as great as the NFL to rip people off of these preseason games. I just don't like it, and I've been on the record of saying that, and I told the commissioner that myself. You know, add another game, eliminate two preseason games, play ball, more money for everybody, get it done. The players are making a lot of money. I would actually be shocked if this got voted down. I know they have till the 11th or 12th vote on this. And in 1974, 1982, and 1987, I remember those work stoppages vividly. And there's always a few guys, and it's usually the guys making the most money that are against these deals. But when you look at guys like Russell Wilson, J.J. Watt, you know, they're making $1 million a week.
Right.
Not everybody's doing that, exactly. Anthony. There's a lot of guys that are making the minimum wage. 65% of the league makes under $1 million. So that's a lot of money. I understand that. But there's a lot of guys making $400 and $500. You pay Uncle his 43%. You pay your Jersey State tax 11%. You know, you're not pocketing a lot of money. You're banking a lot of money. So I tell these guys, get the money you can right now. And more importantly than earn that money, invest it properly.
Yeah, and to your point, too, if you ratify it, the rosters go up, so there's more jobs available. So that could help also increase, you know, if you increase your length of time.
Absolutely,
playing,
yeah,
which will help as well.
Well, there's going to be another bump of the first year guys. Another bump, 20 or 22, be a big bump for the guys making the minimum.
Right.
I don't get a copy of it. I'm a former player, not a present player, but I understand it's like $100,000 per player. That's like a 20% bump if you're around the minimum wage.
Yeah,
20%. So if you don't take the deal, you're losing that 20%.
Exactly.
That's $100,000 you could bank, put it in there, and make more money. So, hey, I would recommend to all these guys, get the deal done. 11 years of labor peace. Let the game grow, and everyone will be happy.
And you're also, remember, like, you know, you're not, it's not as taxing as the training camps that you had to go through. It's not even close.
What?
I know.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
You know, Dick Vermeil's training camp, 3 hours in the morning, three and a half in the afternoon, after the meeting at 11 o'clock at night. That one, I'll give, you know, I always got a story.
I love your stories.
I always got a story.
Love the story.
Vermeil's always got stories for us, too. You know that. So.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
We get, when that schedule comes out, you get the regular schedule and the preseason schedule. And we're at a meeting, and Coach got this, like, really happy look on his face. Really happy, you know. And he goes, hey, look at the preseason. We got the Hall of Fame game. That means we get 7 preseason games. We played 6. We get 7. So Dick's in front of the team. He goes, that gives us one more week to catch the Dallas Cowboys.
You know, he was, God.
We're like, that's one more week of 2 days, you know.
That's half a season.
So we played 7 preseason games. I think that was 1978 or 79 season.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I think we got like $125 a game. Arena Football League players. Seven.
God.
And then, you know, we played a game in Mexico City. There were games in London. There were games in Japan, and it was crazy.
That's insane. Yeah.
And no, not only those games, but the wear and tear in your body in those practices. Here's where the players, I think, have gotten this right. And Jeff Saturday, when he negotiated the last contract 9 years ago, you know, he came on board at ESPN, so we spent a lot of time together. And he, you know, here's a guy that was on the committee, and they negotiated that downtime in the offseason, downtime in training camp because of older players. And I agree with him. I agree. The older players, that's an advantage to them.
Sure.
Then these offseason programs and where you got to just beat your body up in training camp, where you got to beat your body up. And they've really lowered the contact drills. And I think it's added some life to the players.
I'm completely with you.
So we just solved the whole thing right here. Sign the deal and let's go.
Let's go. I love it. Yeah. And we get 17 games, baby.
17 games.
Last thing, I hope you're on board with this idea, or whatever, my number one draft. I want to trade up, and I love Henry Ruggs. I love him. I think he can't miss. Danny Klecko!
In the house. Talk about a versatile player. Look at this guy.
Three Super Bowl rings.
He caught passes, ran them in, like made tackles, did everything. TU, baby, TU.
Are you on board, Henry Ruggs?
A guy with that speed?
Right.
And
he's a great route runner, Jaws.
He can fly. But I will say this. This is a very deep draft at the wide receiver position. You know, Howie has done great building his team. He's been, I'd say, above average in the draft. He's got to start hitting on these draft picks. Eventually, you pay for it if you don't hit. If you're number one picks, especially, you know, you get a top 15, top 16 pick, they got to be in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
And Howie hasn't been that successful in that area. As far as building the team, he's been phenomenal. But just think, if he hits with these draft choices as well as his free agents, this team's right back in.
That running back draft a few years back was deep, and they didn't get Dalvin Cook, where they could have traded up and got him, and then they missed out. They had to settle on Pumphrey, and we know what happened.
That one didn't work.
So Henry Ruggs, Joss, I love him. Hey, Carson to Ruggs.
Speed,
oh, my God.
Speed.
Yes.
Give me the guy that could fly.
Yes.
It's amazing. Hey, and we all know Doug and Howie love speed. I mean, that's why Deshaun is back.
Right.
You know, what does Deshaun bring? Speed.
I mean, ultimately.
Speed. Yeah.
I mean, think about it. I mean, the Chiefs, listen, Mahomes is ridiculous. But everything goes around hill.
But look when he wasn't there.
It's amazing.
Look when he wasn't there. Look at Mahomes' numbers when he wasn't there. I look at him on tape. It's a different offense.
It is.
The voids aren't as big when he's not on the field.
It's
amazing.
Hey,
and even Philly, we saw it last year after Deshaun week one. It's a big game. All of a sudden, safeties are playing 10 yards from the line of scrimmage rather than 15.
Yes.
All of a sudden, they're not biting on the play.
Exactly.
You know, they're hitting the running game. You know, so the speed scares people.
Yes. Yeah. And pretty soon, it's right now, the weather, Jaws golf season. Don't forget about Jaws golf season.
Anthony, I've been in the golf business since 1979, so that makes like 41 years. It's the best January, February I've ever had in 40 years. Now, I would love to say my courses are the best shape they've ever been, and they are, but Mother Nature's been absolutely awesome. We've had no snow. The golf courses have been full. It's going to be 60 on Sunday. Go to a Jaws golf course and have a great time and have a Jaws Fusion drink.
There it is. I'm in, brother.
You're the best, Anthony.
You're the best. The Pope.
Honoring football here at the Maxwell Football Club.
There he is, the great Ron Jaworski. Oh, we love him.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.